Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 10th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky was very dark this evening. There was a beautiful blue haze coming out from behind the trees, beyond the trees, and forming a circle of light over Our Lady's statue. The sky is opening up. Our Lady is coming forward from the center of the light. Our Lady is dressed in a beautiful white gown. It is the whitest light I have ever seen on Our Lady. And about her waist, she has a beautiful deep blue sash. Our Lady is smiling very softly. She looks very beautiful. Our Lady has nothing upon her feet. Her feet look very delicate, coming out from under her hem. Our Lady is now touching her first finger to her lips. My child, you will listen carefully and repeat after me. I will not exert you this evening because of your condition, my child. My son gave you knowledge earlier this week, my child, that you would wear a crown of thorns. I am much grieved to know the terrible abominations being committed within my son's church. The evil men of the cross now are taking the real presence and defiling my son's body. Alone I stand before you now and say unto you, O wicked men of the cross, the Eternal Father looks into your hearts and finds you wanting. You cannot escape much longer the chastisement that shall be sent upon you, O ye men of little faith. Whatever shall become of you, heresy, O mournful heresy. Our Lady now is rising. She looks very beautiful. There is a great light now coming from within Our Lady. It's very difficult to describe. She's lighting up the whole sky all about her with this beautiful, beautiful light. There's no way to explain it. It's crystal clear of purity. Now Our Lady is placing her two hands out in front of her and saying, I am the Immaculate Conception. Now down behind Our Lady, coming down from the sky, there are many, many figures. Many are angels, I can tell by the coloring of their gowns. The angels are dressed in beautiful colors of the rainbow. The angels now are young. They look young because they're kind of tiny, and they're all holding a rose in their hands. They're grouping now the smaller angels about Our Lady. They are little children. They appear to be replicas of little children. My child, they are spirits of light. Many spirits of light entered into mankind and have been extinguished by evil man. Murders upon murders. The corruption accelerates. You shall call down upon mankind a most severe chastisement, my children. Awaken from your slumber. All about you now, my children, there is deep darkness of spirit. Holiness, piety, sanctity must be returned to my son's house, his church. O men of the cross, when will you come forward and defend my son? You are re-crucifying him again. His crucifixion is again by his own. My child, you ask why the Eternal Father waits with such great patience. It is because he does not will that anyone be lost to heaven. He waits with patience. He is long-suffering. And he's looking into the hearts of each and every man, woman, and child now of conscionable age. Oh, my children, if only you would awaken from your slumber. For a house in darkness wears a band of death about it. There will be a chastisement sent upon mankind of such greatness and suffering that never will man pass through such a crucible of suffering with the completion of man's redemption by the ball of redemption and the great war. My children, the scoffers multiply. You must close your ears to their derision. Go forward with hope and confidence, for my son shall be your confidence. Parents, you cannot pass the responsibility for the salvation of your children's souls to others. Charity grows cold in your world. Men of the cloth go seeking pleasures of the flesh and have entered into worldly living and seeking the material. All manner of abominations are accepted now as being normal loyal to your way of life. Sin has become a way of life in your world. As it was in the past, so it shall be, that men shall be eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. And then shall come the end. As it was in the past, voices go throughout your world, voices crying through the wilderness, voices and candles searching through the darkness, bringing the message from heaven to prepare yourselves and your families, your loved ones, and in your charity of heart, extend your knowledge of what is to be to your neighbors. We are forming, my children, many armies of light throughout your world. It is a sad fact that many of our groups do not unite. They have set themselves to bicker and fight and argue, losing precious time for the redemption of souls. It is Satan's way to waste your time, my children. It is better if you concentrate upon your own mission. My child, you cannot escape the fact that you will receive, my child, the proof, the evidence of a fall of man within my son's church. We ask you from heaven not to leave, not to create a schism from your main body in Rome. You must remain within my son's church and pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Satan and his agents have entered in full battle upon my son's church. Satan has entered into the highest ranks within my son's church and the world. He will manipulate powers, provincial, until he brings about a great chastisement because man will not listen and mend his ways. My children, the way to the eternal kingdom of the Father is a simple way. Man must not set himself to experiment. Man must not change the laws of his God to fit and suit the basic carnal nature of mankind. Mankind must change his ways to suit and please the eternal Father in heaven. Sins of the flesh is one of the major reasons for the destruction of souls. Satan will give to mankind all manners of riches to blind him to the spiritual. Mankind with their heads in clouds, with itching ears, accepting false doctrines from false teachers, novelty, experimentation, modernism, humanism, because you sin and lose the light, you now fall prey to these creations of Satan. Have you not then won before from the seed of Peter? Oh no, you cast aside the direction of your Holy Father in the eternal city of Rome. Evil men of the cross, you act in disobedience to your vicar. You may, in your evil ways, fool some of the people, but you cannot fool your God, who watches you and permits you to fall fast into hell. O ye of men of little faith, awaken from your slumber. You are following like sheep to the slaughter. The red forces are gaining momentum in the eternal city of Rome. Your country, the United States, and other countries of the world, in their measures of compromise to communism, shall fall to communism. You cannot choose a middle road. You must go either to the right or to the left. Compromise will bring you nothing but despair and sorrow. Compromise, my children, will enslave you. Recognize what is happening within your country and many countries of your world. The bear is plundering now and has plans to plunge further throughout the world. The red bear, my children, known to you as the red brown bear. My son has a plan. It is his manner to separate the sheep from the goats. Those men of great learning who are ever searching but never coming to the truth, can they not recognize the signs of their times? Many minor catastrophes have entered upon your world, my children. They go by unnoticed as they build up into a greater catastrophe. Why, my children, has it always been known as human nature to turn away from the truth until you are forced back upon your knees through suffering? Many years have gone by, my children, since I tried to warn you at Sodoma. My message was hidden from the world. But my message now cannot be discarded or kept hidden. For you have reached now a point in your life, my children, your lifetime upon your earth, when your days are now being counted. Repeat, my child, the message given to you. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fire that burns the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, I do not wish to bring undue strain upon your body at this time, but you must now give the message written with you by Teresa. Exhortation. Dear Holy Father, worried and worn, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores, so deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity. All indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on a few who are bold, who'll stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. Our Lady now is taking her rosary, her beautiful large rosary, with the golden Our Father and the pink Hail Marys. She's extending now her crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is going over to the left side, our left side of the sky. She's bending forward now, extending out the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now down behind Our Lady, St. Michael is joining all the huge crowd of people up there. Oh, I can recognize now Teresa and her sisters, and I see the three popes. I know they're popes. They're all dressed in white and gold, very bright white, and they have that beehive crowd upon their heads. Now they're following Our Lady. The three of them are carrying books. They look like huge Bibles in their hands, and they're following Our Lady across the right side of the sky. Our Lady now is bending over and extending out her crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you, my children, as the Father in heaven sends you blessings, blessings for cures, graces for conversion. Remember, my children, that all suffering is for a reason. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes and throughout your world. Only prayer, love, and sacrifice can now save mankind and give him time to make amends, to do penance and atonement. I beg you, as your mother, to listen to me as I have come down from heaven to warn you that you must now turn back. The time is growing short. Our Lady now is going back high into the sky. She's standing there now, and she has her rosary in her right hand like this. She's holding it out, and in her left hand, she has a very large brown scapular. And Our Lady is holding them out. Your strength, my children, shall be in your beads of prayer and the wearing of the brown cloth. Now Our Lady is placing her hands across her chest like this, and she's now rising up very high into the sky. She looks so beautiful. The light is coming out from all about her. She looks, now she's gone up so high into the sky that she looks almost like a medal from a distance, so brilliant. Oh, and the angels, the little children, they look like, they're like little children. The angels and Teresa and Michael. Michael is just behind everyone because he's covering the whole sky. They're all standing there now, and Our Lady is bowing her head. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. The sky has become very dark. There's no way to explain the very ominous feeling this darkness gives you. I see directly over a lady statue, a large black cross. Now over on the right side, it's becoming very blue. It's a beautiful blue color now, all forming over beyond the trees. Now Jesus is coming forward through the light. He has on a beautiful white gown. It's a pure white. And about his waist is belted a cord like, I do believe it looks almost like an animal skin type cord belting. Jesus has on his feet sandals. They are skin-like sandals made of two beltings like of cord through his toes onto the flat sole of a piece of almost like, not cardboard, I can't explain it. It looks like it has been made from skin, animal skin. Now Jesus is shifting his cape. He has on a beautiful burgundy-colored cape onto his left hand, and he's extending his hand out like this forward in front of him and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over across the sky, and Our Lady is coming down now. She came right through the dark sky. She's all aglow. She has a beautiful translucent glow. I can't explain it. It's a beautiful light that seems to be coming right from out from inside of her. And Our Lady is coming over and standing by Jesus. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. Listen well, my child. I have a simple lesson of faith for all. It has grieved me much in the past, as it grieves me now, that mankind is making changes to my words. I assure you, my children, and pastors within my houses, my church upon earth, there is no necessity to change my words. Heaven, hell, purgatory, and especially my children, the word hell must be retained in your prayers. Repeat, my child, the confessional prayer. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. Yes, my child, we do not condone variations and changes. It is the enemies of your God that have set themselves to promote change upon my words. The word of your God is eternal and must not be changed. My children, there is no change in heaven. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be unto the end of time, time as you know it upon your earth. My children, parents, you must guard, safeguard your children's souls. You cannot expect others to do this for you. As parents, you have been given a God-given trust to instruct your children. In your world and a polluted mankind, a fallen generation, little children cannot retain their innocence of heart. Little children cannot retain their modesty and purity of intention. Little children are being educated in filth, corruption, and the breaking of the commandments of your God. Woe, woe, woe to a man who defiles the young. Better that he had died in his mother's womb. My children, parents of the young, you must keep the faith in your homes. Your example must be one of godliness. You must keep your children upon the right road, the narrow road. Do not foster in them a love of the material, by your example the love of pleasure? The love of pleasure that exceeds, far exceeds the love of their God? Parents, I must warn you again. I do not wish to repeat upon my mother's counsel, but I must warn you again that unless you too, as adults, do not accept worldliness into your heart, unless you in your heart remain as little children, trusting with faith, learning by example from your elders, these elders that were instructed through the ages of time in my church. Do not succumb to the modes of the world, humanism, modernism, Satanism, and I repeat, what will you have gained for yourselves and your children if you gather all of the world's treasures and you have stored nothing for your redemption in heaven? I repeat again that it will be harder, more difficult for a rich man to enter heaven. It would be much easier in that respect for a camel to go through a needle's eye than a rich man with his love of the material, his pursuit of pleasure, worldly gain, his denial of charity, humility, his acceptance of arrogance, power. And what power does he gain? A power over mankind, you say. I say unto you, the power you are developing is destruction to mankind. My mother counsels you well when she warns you of compromise with the enemies of your God, the dangers that you bring into your country. My children, the words of atheists hold no weight. There is no trust in the ungodly man, and you cannot consort with them, for you will love one and hate the other. Is there not a spirit of hate now against all of the personages of heaven? My children, awaken from your slumber. Shall those to be counted saved, shall they be only in the few? My children, that will be your decision. I repeat, while the world cries peace, peace, love and brotherhood, they sow hate and destruction. The words that come out of the mouth do not come from the heart. Words of destruction. the Eternal Father. He looks into your heart. No man can set himself to judge another. But you cannot hide your heart from the Eternal Father. My children, as the short time left goes on, you will find a complete withdrawal from sanctity in your world. Man will give himself to pleasures of the flesh. Sin shall be a way of life, and the good shall be persecuted. But you must remember in this persecution, persevere, and you will be saved. Do not compromise your faith. Do not sell your soul to get to the head, for you gain nothing. Your life upon your earth is but a temporary pilgrimage. You have been placed on your earth to do honor to your God. You must live your life for your God and not for man. Each day of your life must begin with prayer and end with prayer. Accept all of the graces that are given to you freely. Do not reject the means given to you through your sacraments. Do not cast aside the reality of indulgences, my children. The truths I gave you are being discarded. Even now, we look upon abominations in my house. As it was in my crucifixion upon earth, so it is that I look upon a total re-crucifixion by my own. My child, you tremble. You wonder, and why, my child? Because there is now a plan, my child, a plan of heaven to separate the sheep from the goats, my child. Many will not accept the knowledge given by my mother. But do not concern yourself of the scoffers. Do not take to heart, my child, the rebuffs. Go forward. Give my mother's message to the world. Others and many arms will be sent to aid you. My children, retain your faith. Do not take the light from within your homes. There are many candles of light now burning throughout your world. These candles shall not be extinguished by the darkness. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. Though the world and my church shall go through a crucible of suffering, you will emerge from it victorious and stronger. However, my children, the one fold and the one shepherd is not as man thinks it will be. It shall not be under a dictator, or a one-world religion, or a one-world government. For I am the good shepherd. I am your shepherd, and I shall gather my sheep. No man shall set himself to rise above his God and command the power of his God. Man is not a God in himself. I hear claims of this, my children. It is a falsehood from Satan. Man was made in the image of his God, but he is not a God. There is only one God. My children, these will be glorious days for you. There will be a battle ahead, but my own shall know me, and the faith shall be kept within the hearts of mankind, even in the terrible days of battle. Fear shall not enter into your hearts, my children, for fear is a tool of Satan. There is nothing to fear, my children. Even death should not be feared, for there is no death. Life continues over the veil, my children. The enemies of your God wish to remove the supernatural from among you. The enemies of your God seek to take the knowledge of immortality from you. But no, my children, you will retain your faith and defend it and defend my vicar. We look into the hearts of our clergy and we find disobedience to our vicar. Your news medias are corrupted, as are many other medias in your country, in the world. Man who has been given the faith, the true faith, shall recognize the fallacies, the errors, and the lies that come out of these medias. Know, my children, that in a world of deep darkness of spirit, your faith is the only truth. No man can build another for you. You will listen to my mother and accept her counsel. For all of the sufferings endured with patience, my children, graces in abundance shall be given to you. The road ahead will be filled with thorns, but it is the way of the cross, my children. As I lived upon your earth, all who follow my road must carry the cross. Now Jesus is rising. He's going backwards. There's no way to explain. He's like floating. It's like the wind is carrying him backwards into the sky. And Our Lady is coming down on his right side. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this with his three fingers together and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is going over on our left side, and Jesus is now coming across, and he's leaning over. He's clutching his cape on his arm, his left arm, close to him, and he's making with his right hand the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Teresa and the beautiful little angels now are coming down from the sky. I notice they have wreaths on their heads now. They're like leaves. They almost look like wreaths that Jesus had in his crucifixion. They're green, though they seem to be more like leafy structured on their wreaths, on their heads, and they're going across the sky, and Jesus now is leading with Our Lady, and Michael is behind, but now he's beginning to cover the whole sky as he comes forward. Oh, and Jesus is pointing up, "My child, you observe the guardian of the faith and guardian of my church, Michael." Oh. Now Jesus is coming over on our right side, and he's bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. "I bless you all, my children, and send to you the Spirit of light. Do not forsake your guardian angels, my children. They have been given to you for a reason. Do not forget them in your everyday life, but ask their intercession. Ask their help and their aid, my children. They have been given powers far beyond what a human could understand, my children. One day, you will be knowledgeable in this respect. You will continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on February 10th, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.